Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, let's talk some dogs. Dogs by 50, 36, 42,
60.
Kirby doesn't cover those big numbers against the Sisters of
Dogs
the Poor.
By 85. They just fired their coach.
But there's
Mike.
No reason.
They're 2-8.
No.
Reeling.
I'm looking forward to seeing
Dogs by 90.
Gutter Stockton, maybe even Steve Rashada out there. He's got some eligibility as a 21-year-old redshirt freshman. I'd like to see all the reserves get in there. Get your starters out of there as soon as possible. Don't even start certain guys that are banged up.
It's no, 42.
No reason to.
They're going to
Kirby never covered. You know, Kirby does never cover the big number against the lesser opponents.
Kirby, run it up, bro.
You're betting this game. I believe you're barking up the wrong tree.
Run it up, man. Come on. I don't need to run it up. Run it up. It's 42. The number is 42. Are you taking this game, by the way,
no,
next segment?
No. Okay. God, no. No. Because, right. I mean, it's self-explanatory. Kirby does not cover. The numbers bear it out. Even it's not that it's, you know, Division 1.
Kirby, it's time to change your tune.
I mean, now look. If he does, yippee-ki-yay, but the trends would say, no, it's not worth betting.
No, you've been right about that.
One of the few things I've been right about this year.
No, we've seen – you're right. We've seen this, whether it's a coaching friend,
right?
He done run it up on coaches that have lesser programs, whatever the circumstances. Either way, UMass, man, they come in here, interim head coach. We talked with Barbara Dooley about it, and she was like, who's their guy? Really won't matter. Here's the thing. Don't get anybody hurt.
Right.
And keep it moving. This should be a win. Start time, 12:45, SEC Network, Dog fans. And then you focus on Georgia Tech going into Thanksgiving week. But let's talk about some of the other big games that are on tap. Now, this is not a traditional, wow, I'm sitting in front of the TV all day long kind of deal for me.
Right.
Because some of these games, Mike, they just don't have the importance. But obviously, Indiana-Ohio State does.
Yeah, man. College game day is going to be at the Horseshoe in Columbus, which, again, everybody's saying, hey, what a great story. Nine transfers from James Madison. Nine go down to Indiana, and the results are there for Kirk Cignetti, who then bankrolls that into a huge contract extension. I saw a story, I guess it was on ESPNU, about Ohio State. They're down from about averaging 80 plays to 65 this year. Now, some of this is, that's because Will Howard isn't as good. No, more ball control. They can run the ball effectively. They do have a great wide receiver. They got a couple of good wide receivers. Are you buying that? That's what Ryan Day was selling. That, you know, I want to control the game, and that's why we're not having as many plays. Where the trend is to have as many as possible.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised simply because his coordinator is Chip Kelly.
Correct. The king of the fast up-tempo stuff.
That's what surprises me is, like, this is how I've won, and this is how we've been successful, and you don't want to do that. Either way, that is a big game. Ohio State's 11-point favorite at home. I also think, Mike, Texas A&M cannot slip up against Auburn on the road at Auburn this weekend.
Scary game just because
yes.
And look, I know that you could argue that Shane Beamer did a hell of a better job in the offseason. And, again, see if Hugh Freeze can find it. Apparently, he's got a great – everyone keeps telling me about Auburn's recruiting class coming forward.
In. Yeah.
So, but right now, I don't know. But, yeah, Elko is going to pride himself on the physicality. But they just got punched in the mouth and out-schemed. And South Carolina ran it right at him. You think that Freeze tries to do the same?
I do. This is why I'm telling you. Like, A&M knows the game ahead is Texas, and that sets them up for the conference championship game. You lose Saturday, you're not doing that because then you've got three L's. So that is a big one from that standpoint, 7:30 ESPN. But what about Alabama at Oklahoma, Mike?
Oh, forget about it.
Is there a chance Oklahoma can upset Alabama?
None. Zero. Maybe they hang for a quarter and a half, and then watch your Jalen Miller. Well, Venables, the legend, see if he can come up with a plan for Milrow. You know, and by the way, a funny guy hit me and goes, what's your mean on for? No, I just like Deion Sanders. I know that I just felt there was this underlying current of stuff, racism, and everything, and agendas that came out, and coaches not liking the fact that a guy came in, embraced NIL in the transfer portal, and made it happen, and they're trying to sit there and tell you, well, I'll tell you how we do it the other way. So I'm not a big fan of Venables. I thought that was uncool.
Well, I just also think it's uncool when you haven't done anything.
Right.
Like, keep your mouth shut, do what you do, win at your place, and don't worry about other folks.
Because you keep it up, you'll be back there with somebody pulling you back on the sideline at Clemson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and that's Dabo. All right, also, Mike, Ole Miss, Florida. Dangerous spot for Ole Miss.
I got some vested interest in this coming up in the pick segment.
Okay.
But I think that Lagway, the entire Gators team, and I don't know if the kids even give a flip about who the coach is, but it just seems like since things got resolved down there with the athletic director saying he's our guy, but then that big win over LSU,
yeah.
It just seems like they've really kind of turned a corner, you know? So I don't know if they'll win, but I definitely think they're going to keep it a four-quarter game.
Kentucky at Texas, they just don't have enough offense.
No.
So Texas will ride, and I think they'll get to their 10th win. And then BYU taking on Arizona State. That's a big game in the Big 12.
And Arizona State, boy, that's a team that nobody's been – we haven't been talking about. We rarely see them unless you're staying up late.
Yeah, they are in the mix for potentially playing for the Big 12 championship. Obviously, Colorado, BYU, you talk about these teams. So this is a big one, 3 o'clock, 3:30 on ESPN. And Colorado, too, they can't slip up. They're at Kansas. They went out, guys. They've got their own destiny in their own hands. They went out. They're going to be in the Big 12 championship. Win that, you're in the college football playoff, probably with the bye.
Dan Mullen, I was watching him last night on the broadcast. He was working with Matthew Berry at Georgia Tech.
Yes,
Bobby
he was.
Dodd.
Yes, he was.
And they at some point, because, you know, Matt, kind of like Fowler, will kind of morph into, like, let's talk about the college football playoff during the game. And Dan Mullen was basically saying, if Ohio State should be thrown out of the college football playoff because they'd have two losses. They lost to Oregon. And if they lose to Indiana, there's no way in God's green earth the two-loss Ohio State is not in this playoff. They're the bell cow for the Big Ten.
Yep.
Big Ten's got as much juice as – and everyone loved what Sankey did in SEC country, putting out nothing really hidden about it. He's just putting it out there. Our strength of schedule trumps everything in college football. But Mullen's saying that should Ohio State, he questions if they should be thrown out. He says they're still too good enough.
I agree. And this is going to get back to, you said it, right, the TV show. Who's more attractive if, in fact, they still have the criteria to get in?